In order to graduate high school in the state of Alaska, high school seniors previously were required to pass a graduation qualifying exam. New legislation is changing that 14-year-old regulation. House Bill 220 calls for an end to the graduation exam, but that doesn't mean seniors don't get tested on their way out of high school. The old test was a qualifying exam that required a passing grade to earn a diploma. The new system aims to simply track scores to create a comprehensive set of data on student progress. Before, students had the choice between three tests, which gave the school district scattered data that didn't illustrate academic trends very well. Robert Boyle is a superintendent of Ketchikan School District.
The law, in my opinion, offered a mess. There was no way for us to track the progress of the school in delivering school improvement plans or planning to improve our instruction for the district, because we could never predict from one year to the next which assessment which kids would take. And so if we gave a work level entry test to all students, that allows us to create a uniform set of data year in and year out to plan school improvement programs, and that ensures our students graduate.
The new requirement is called Work Keys, and it's a basic post-secondary education preparation test. It's written by the makers of the ACT and focuses on practical skills specific to the working world. The school board in Ketchikan decided to make Work Keys the test administered to all seniors over the ACT and the SAT because of the lengthy registration period.
SAT tests have a window, and it's very narrow. The window for Work Keys is quite large. It's over a two-month period of time. There's very, very little chance, if any, of a student missing the test window for Work Keys.
Students are not limited to Work Keys alone, however. Between the school district and the State Department of Education, the cost to take Work Keys and one other exam is covered.
If you take Work Keys, you still get to take either one of those other tests free of charge. Either the state or the district will pay for that.
Boyle says using Work Keys as an outgoing student test will make graduation rates go up by default because there is no minimum score required to receive a diploma. That means as long as students meet all other graduation requirements, the outgoing exam won't prevent graduation. Boyle told the school board last month that as long as students put in legitimate effort to the test, a bad score on Work Keys won't stop them from graduating.
They have to make what's called a viable effort. Essentially, if a student just blows off this test, they cannot graduate. If they sit down for it and make no serious attempt for it, they are not eligible for graduation.
For former students who did not pass the high school graduation qualifying exam and were denied diplomas since 2000, there's good news. They may now be eligible to receive their high school diplomas. Students who didn't pass the HSGQE but met all of the graduation requirements previously were issued a Certificate of Achievement, which Boyle says was the equivalent of a GED.
We were considering the Certificate of Achievement and GED to be equivalent.
But now, because of House Bill 220, they can simply request their diplomas from the school district. And so long as a subpar HSGQE score was the only limiting factor, the school district can retroactively issue their diploma. In Ketchikan, 31 former students from Kehai and 5 from Revilla Alternative School are eligible to retroactively receive their diplomas. So far, 11 diplomas from Kehai and 2 diplomas from Revilla have been issued. This is Megan Peterson reporting.